I'm so blue. Little boy, I'm so blue without you. I miss you in the morning, I miss you at noon, I miss you in the evening, the lawn beneath the moon. Little boy, I'm so blue. Little boy, and it's all 'cause of you. I'm craving your kiss and the love that I've been missing. Little boy, I'm so blue without you. I can get through that one. I can get through the rest of the hour. Yay. Hang on a second. Let me check my email on this. I can get you a great deal on Viagra. They wouldn't laugh at that joke in Pennsylvania. My uke just fell. Does your uke always fall? Did you have trouble keeping it up? Woo! You didn't get a video of that, did you, anybody? Well, I've got a next song here that my set list tells me I'm going to do. I've played it at a couple of churches, and I've dedicated it to coffee hour. You know, that hour of fellowship at whatever faith community where people have bad coffee and check each other out and see what they're wearing and put powdered creamer into the coffee. Right? I know. Half and half? What church do you go to?
Episcopalian.
Of course you're Episcopalian. Hey. And you have sherry at evening events, right? Yeah. Gin too, probably, right? No. Lutherans do powdered creamer and beer. I'm looking at Lutherans and they're just ignoring me. Well, this is a song that I think would be great if I played it with a band. So I like to kind of pretend that I have a band. So at some point I'll ask you to imagine the band with me taking copious solos. Some Episcopalians, some Unitarians, Eucatarians. That could be a movement.
Universal Unitarians.
You. What do we believe? All of it, plus uke. In uke we trust?
You can. You may.
You may. And the rest of the people are going, you play. Sugar blues. How I hate those sugar blues. The town is talking. I like my coffee and I like my tea. But the doggone cream, it turns sour on me. I'm so unhappy, feel so sad. I could lay me down to cry. Now you can say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I've got those old sugar blues, pretty baby. I've got those old sugar blues. Sugar blues. How I hate those sugar blues. The town is squawking. I met a guy just as sweet as can be. But the doggone fool, he turned sour on me. I'm so unhappy. Feel so sad, I could lay me down to die. Now you can say what you choose, I'm all confused. I've got those old sugar blues. I've got those old sugar blues. Bass solo. Bass solo. cut your toenails, they're ripping the sheets. Fiddle. Sugar blues, how I hate those sugar blues. The town is talking, I like my coffee and I like my tea. But the doggone cream, it turns sour on me. I'm so unhappy, feel so sad, I could lay me down to die. Now you can say what you choose, I'm all confused. I've got those old sugar blues. I've got those old sugar blues, and I'm not Episcopalian. Y'all know I'm a Lutheran. I hang with Episcopalians a lot these days, actually. There's some Lutherpalians in the house, actually. Oh, is this one of yours? Yeah, okay. Everybody else is like, what? So I let me play you another pre-war Canadian country song on the theme of trouble sleeping and pillows. I was at the Richmond Airport yesterday, early yesterday, and I was sitting at the bar, having a cider, just to relax, you know, and I was talking to this heavily tattooed guy, and he's like, what are those? And I said, they're ukuleles. Oh, so like Eddie Vedder? And I said, well, yeah. He's like, did you know Eddie Vedder has a CD? I'm like, yeah. Oh, it's the best. I'm like, yeah, he plays one of Joel Eckhouse's instruments. You know that guy? Yeah. Oh, have you ever heard of Jake Shimabukuro? No, Jake who? He pulls up Bohemian Rhapsody and plays it right there at the bar. He's like, oh my gosh, and who are you? and I tell him my name, and he looks me up, and he finds Prairie Home Companion right away, and he has no idea what Prairie Home Companion is. Which, you know, whatever, I don't care. And he's like, you know, no one can sing a sad song on a ukulele. It's just impossible to do. Like, you know, I know. He's like, that is guy. You know, he's really great. You know, what's he doing these days? I'm like, not much. I don't know if you know this. He's been gone for about 20 years now. Yeah. What a blessing his music has been. But he's like, yeah, you cannot play a sad song on a ukulele. Yes, you can. And it's a three-quarter, so you could learn it too. In C even, there's no E chord. I told my pillow all about you last night. I tossed and turned the whole night through. And you broke my loving heart in two. I told my pillow all about you. Last night you told me you had changed your mind, that you no longer cared for me. A year ago we made our vows of love, now broken they'll forever be. I told my pillow all about you last night, I tossed and turned the whole night through. When you broke my loving heart in two, I told my pillow all about you. You'll never know how much it hurts, sweetheart, to have you turn your back on me. How can I let another take your place? How can I ever set you free? I told my pillow all about you last night. I tossed and turned the whole night through. When you broke my loving heart in two, I told my pillow all about you. Before I cried myself to sleep last night, I knelt beside the bed and prayed. I asked the Lord to bring you back again, and I am waiting here today. I told my pillow all about you last night. I tossed and turned the whole night through. When you broke my loving heart in two, I told my pillow all about you. I told my pillow all about you. So I have a question for you all. I'll tell you about my flight a little bit yesterday while I tuned. So once I got on the flight, I had two regional jets, one from Richmond to JFK, and then from JFK up to Bangor. And there were kids on both.
Bangor.
I thought I said Bangor. I didn't say Banga. I said Biddeford. Give me Biddeford. Malden, Leominster, Worcester. Not Worcester. Well, it depends who you ask. So we were at our flight. So there were kids on both flights. And on the first flight, there was a toddler who was singing the song of his people. When we were going up and when we were coming down. A phrase I've learned recently where I live now, bless his heart. And then on the flight from JFK to Bangor. There was a couple of kids, and there was one girl who, when we were, you know, coming down for a landing, and we just cleared the cloud level, she was going, "The plane's going down! The plane's going down!" No, honey, the plane's landing! The plane's landing! You know, which could make a person tense. So I have a question for you all. Actually, maybe I'll have a prize for this. No, this is a Rachel Mankey case humidifier, which is a tribute to my allergies. It's an empty Zyrtec bottle with holes poked in it and my sticker on it. All you gotta do is put a cube of dish sponge in there and your case will be fine. Ah, who wants this? So what was the internet invented for? Cat videos. Science, come on. So I had a friend send me a cat video a few months ago, and it was this cat that was in a warm kind of tub of water, totally blissed out, belly up, and just like, meow. What are you doing over there, meow? And there was a song playing in the background, and it was a Leon Redbone tune. Called Relax, which those kids really could have used on the plane. And I thought, that's a great tune. I want to learn that tune up. And what do you do when you're a ukulele player and you have a new tune? What do you do with that tune? You YouTube it. And so I did. And I thought, well, this song is about relaxing. It's called So Relax. I got to do a little gimmick here. What am I going to do? I'll put my feet up. If I'm really relaxed, I've got my shoes off, right? So I got my feet up, my shoes off, and I've got to kind of my feet are kind of towards the lens, you know, so they're bigger than they are, and they're 9.5, so they're already freaking huge. And I thought, that'll be perfect. And I put it online, and it got, you know, a few thousand views right off the bat. And I had a feeling that it wouldn't be long before there was a comment that was like, ew, feet. And there was. And then it wasn't long until there were other comments by people who really like feet. Interesting comments. It isn't like a self-cleaning joke. If you don't know, you don't know. I'm scanning the crowd for kids. Hey, honey, I love your boots. Don't swear, Rachel. Okay. So here's that song. It's called So Relax, and it does have an E shape in it, sorry. But I play it so you don't have to. Dankeschön. So this is So Relax. Everyone's like, play, come on, it's cold, we want beer. Anytime you choose, kick off your shoes, rest your weary eyes, and catch up with the news. A favorite book will be The Perfect Company, so relax. Oh, forget about the blues, you're doing fine. Leave your cares and worries far behind. Loosen up your tie, let the world speed by, relax. Laugh with all its trouble, starts to get you down. Laugh and kick your heels up and turn yourself around. Anytime you choose, kick off your shoes, rest your weary eyes, and catch up with the news. A favorite book will be The Perfect Company, so relax. To get you down, laugh and kick your heels up and turn yourself around. Forget about the blues, you're doing fine. Leave your cares and worries far behind. Loosen up your tie, let the world speed by. Relax. Also on the CD, and before I moved to Richmond, I was living in North Boston, and my last winter in North Boston was that winter. See, I know I don't even have to specify it to you. But the beginning of that winter, I started learning a song that was suggested by a friend. I had a conference in Philly, and I took the train back from the conference. And when I got on the train, the ground was brown. By the time I got to Boston, the ground was... And I thought it was kind of funny that I was working on a song about summer love in the midst of the worst winter ever. So maybe we can bring some warmth to today for you. This is called Shamaling Dong Ding. It's a Jesse Winchester tune. The boys were singing, shing-a-ling, the summer night we met. You were 10 and 17, oh, how could I forget? When every star from near and far was watching from above, watching two teenagers fall in love. The way we danced was not a dance, but more a long embrace. We held on to each other and we floated there in space. And I was shy to kiss you while the whole wide world could see. So Shing-a-ling said everything for me. And oh, the poor old folks, they thought we'd lost our minds. They could not make heads or tails of the young folks' funny rhymes. But you and I knew all the words. We always sang along to old Shamaling Dong Ding, Shamaling Dang Dong. after some has passed. The old folks tried to warn us how our love would never last. And all we'd get was soaking wet from walking in the rain and singing shamashingaling again. And oh, the poor old folks, they smile and walk away. But I bet they did some shamalama-ding-dong in their day. And I bet that they still close their eyes, and I bet they sing along to oh, shamalama-ding-dong-ding, shamalama-ding-dang. Oh, those sweet old love songs, why every word rings true. Shem-a-ling-dong-ding means sweetheart, shem-a-ling-dang-dong does too. And it means that right here in my arms, well, that's where you belong. And it means shem-a-ling-dong-ding, shem-a-ling-dang-dong. Do three more quickies for you, and these are upbeat and funny. So as I may have intimated that, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a Lutheran pastor. She made Viagra jokes. So I'm always looking for a good song with good theology, and here's one for you. I learned this on the radio driving around in rural South Carolina. And what's on the radio in rural South Carolina? Gospel music. Oh, what else is on there?
Country.
Country, well, yeah.
Both kinds, country and Western.
Country and Western. I didn't think this was real when I first heard it. I'm like, that. Did I just hear what I thought I heard? And then I looked it up, and indeed I did. And here's the song, and you can sing along once you figure it all out. But there's a bridge, so be warned. You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. It's a sign, there's no doubt, of the trouble that's about. So I say, my friends, you better start to pray. When you see a saucer fly like a comet through the sky, it's a warning that we better mend our ways. You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. Now some people think those saucers might be someone's foolish dream, or maybe they were sent down here from Mars. If you just stop and think, you'd realize just what it means. They're more than atom bombs of fallen stars. And though the war may be through, there's unrest and trouble brewing, and those flying saucers may be just a sign that if peace doesn't come, it'll be the end of some. So repent today, we're running out of time. When you see a saucer fly like a comet through the sky, it's a warning that we better mend our ways. You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. Church ending, it may be the coming of the judgment day. I like to write parodies, and as a student of Joel Eckhouse, I think it rubbed off on me, if you know him at all. So back in the day, there used to be a festival in Indianapolis called the Midwest Uke Fest, yes, and it was run by a magnet school who had a kids band called the Keystrummers, and it had a community band just like you all have going on here, and the Keystrummers got up one day to play a song. These cute little kids. The kids on the airplane made me think of this. And they're up on stage, and is there anything better than children playing the ukulele? Is there anything better than that? There isn't. The answer is no, there's nothing cuter. And so they're on stage, and they're adorable children that were playing 5'2", eyes of blue. Has anybody seen my gal? Yeah. And I'm standing next to a friend of mine. He said, I feel like they should be singing, has anybody seen my mom? Grocery store, I am four. Don't wanna be here anymore. Has anybody seen my mom? Frozen peas and cheddar cheese. Oh, mommy, 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 please. Has anybody seen my mom? Now when you step into aisle two, it's covered in jam. We're at a loss for applesauce. You don't know how sorry I am. Oh, frozen peas and cheddar cheese. Oh, mommy, 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 please. Has anybody seen my mom? I'd say turn around. The grocery clerk was quite a jerk when he saw the mess he found. Oh, could you call someone tall? Just anyone won't do at all. Has anybody seen my? See, I'm just a small fry. Anybody seen my mom? Have that. I was totally that kid, were you? So I'll do one more for you, one more parody, and then I'll leave you because it's lunchtime, ain't it? You're hungry, you're drooping, I see it. So this is another parody, and this is from that same winter, but in November, when we thought we were going to have it easy. But Buffalo, New York in that November was not having it easy. They were getting 5 feet of snow, I think, in like days, right? And that week, Joel Eckhouse says, someone should really write a song about this. This is what it should be. I don't have it in me. And I said, I'll do it. So the original song is Shuffle Off to Buffalo. The new song is Shovel Out of Buffalo. So a warm thought to end on. Thank you for your solos and for the sound. And thank you to all for having me here and bringing me up here. This is a great community you have going on here, and I know you know it too, right? Yeah. So shovel out of Buffalo. Oh, we made a reservation for a tropical vacation, but then all this snow. Ho, ho, ho. We have got to shovel, shovel out of Buffalo. Our escape was made much slower since I broke the big snowblower in 6 feet of snow. Ho, ho, ho. Now we have to shovel, shovel out of Buffalo. Oh, I nearly threw my back out. Now the city's in a blackout, but my dear, you glow. Ho, ho, ho. Maybe we don't shovel, shovel out of Buffalo. For now we'll snuggle by the fire and talk about the birds and bees. We're shed our heavy attire. You bet, my dear, that we won't freeze. And it won't be so surprising when we see the birth rate rising in 9 months or so. Ho, 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 because we didn't shovel out of Buffalo. So for now we'll just make do, dear, and we'll open up a new beer, let the wind just blow. Ho, ho, snow, someone else can shovel out of Buffalo. Someone else can shovel out of Buffalo.